We actually have the Devo being shared through an audio recording today. It's from our house church leader, Sin Miao. So you can open up your app, your one app, and you can follow along, and let's start the recording.
Hi, good morning. I'm Sin Miao from Agora. Today our topic is, what is it that you value? I'll start with an opening prayer, so let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we repent for valuing the rewards of the world over the treasure of your kingdom. Open our eyes to see the truth. Have mercy on us and put our paths straight as we pursue you, not the world. Give us your grace as we gain wisdom by fearing you and not to be stuck in the rat race going after what the world values. Let us all be reminded this morning that living for God's kingdom is worthy of giving up our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's scripture is from Matthew 13:31-58. He put another parable before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but when it has grown, it is larger than all the garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nests on its branches." He told them another parable. "The kingdom of heaven is like leaven that a woman took and hid in 3 measures of flour till it was all leavened." All these things Jesus said to the crowds in parables. Indeed, he said nothing to them without a parable. This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet: "I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter what has been hidden since the foundation of the world." Then he left the crowds and went into the house. And his disciples came to him saying, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field." He answered, "The one who sowed the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. And the good seed is the sons of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one. The enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are gathered and burned with fire, so will it be the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all lawbreakers and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear." The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in the field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like the net that was thrown into the sea and gathered fish of every kind. When it was full, men drew it ashore and sat down and sorted the good into containers and threw away the bad. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. "Have you understood all these things?" They say to him, "Yes." And he said to them, "Therefore, every scribe has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old." And when Jesus had finished these parables, he went away from there, and coming to his hometown, he told them in their synagogue, so that they were astonished and said, "Where did this man get this wisdom and these mighty works? Is not these the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And are not his brothers James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? And are not all his sisters with us? Where then did this man get all these things?" And they took offense at him. And Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his hometown and in his own household. And he did not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief." So, to me, the ending of chapter 13 is a great reminder of how easy we can miss out on God's miracles and his blessing. And they all come all the way to be right before us. How ignorant we can be judging someone because of his or her background. Like how these people at Jesus' hometown Nazareth, they were scrutinizing Jesus' upbringing and his family background. In fact, they were so close because they did recognize that Jesus had the wisdom and miracles, yet they refused to believe in him. They rejected the truth. They even took offense at him. They rejected the valuable truth, which if they had been willing to receive, could have become their own wisdom and miracles by understanding the worth of this kingdom of God. So this also reminded me of the differences between childishness and childlikeness. The traits of being childish is in our action. Basically, we're being very immature. We're not controlling our emotions. Or even worse, we're being controlled by emotions all the time, easily triggered, easily angry, operating under spirit of offense. Whereas being childlike, one thinks maturely, they are caring, they're positive, they're curious, and they see the good in others. Therefore, they criticize less. The well-known pastor John Piper says, "Trust like a child, think like a man." So could you imagine if these people had trusted Jesus like a child and had been mature enough like a man to think like a man, they would have found the value and all these miracles from that one grain of mustard seed, or from that hidden leaven. And in fact, the prophet had already made it very clear by saying, "I will utter what has been hidden since the foundation of the world." So if they have listened carefully, they would have found all these things. So we must learn that the valuable truth is hidden. And it's not what the world has been selling to us, advertising to us. All these, they are mistruths. And because they only promote lies. And the parables of weeds and net, they all tell us the good ones will be separated from the sinners, as the bad ones will be thrown into the fiery furnace. So all the bad ones will be destroyed. So to find a hidden treasure in the field and that fine pearl, we have to pay a price by selling all that we have. And to me, I would say that is to discard all our worldly values in exchange for the truth. So, what is in that you value? The world or his truth?
There is something about in this New Year's message.
Okay, let's, in the app, there's, I think we could do two prayers. The opening prayer is quite related to the passage, so I thought we could pray that And then we'll go into worship. Monica will lead us in a song, and then we'll do the intercessory prayer of the app. So, Lord, open our eyes to see the beauty of your kingdom. It's different than any other kingdom here on earth. Forgive us when we are so consumed with our lives that we forget that living for God's kingdom is worthy of giving up our lives. As you demand our allegiance to be a part of this kingdom, give us the grace and strength to live as your citizens so that we can display the majesty of who you are, the King of Kings. In Jesus' name, amen. Worship.
Songs. Let it become your throne. I'm broken, praise be yours. I'm broken, praise be yours, God, forever. Oh, my praise be yours, God, forever. Lord, take this life. Let it become your throne. I'm broken, praise be yours.
Father God, I pray that there will be nothing that we are not willing to sell and surrender for your kingdom, to draw close to you and to really live and walk and enjoy your kingdom, God. May we, that you would open our eyes, God, that we would be able to see the value of your kingdom and be willing to pay whatever price it requires, God, for us to enter into your kingdom, to build your kingdom here on earth, to be part of your kingdom here on earth, God. So, Lord, move our hearts, Lord. Let's do this intercessory prayer on this app. We're praying for the young people of this world. Dear God, we entrust the young people of this age into your hands. We plead that your words will be engraved on their hearts and tied around their necks as guidance for their lives and deeds at all times. That their minds and hearts be filled with the words of God from an early age. Jesus, please protect the hearts of young people from conforming to or loving the world. When facing any trial or temptation, may they bravely live out the likeness of Christ and win the world for the Lord. We plead with the Lord to raise up more young people who are willing to shine for the Lord. And may the Lord train them to become vessels for the glory of your kingdom, bringing great influence to their home, campus, and the church. We pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Let's get together. Let's come to the front. We're going to make a circle. And we will keep the circle, okay? So please don't move the chair back. We'll keep the circle as it is for the whole week. Okay, let's begin by praying for our Tuesday house churches. Let's pray for really a wonderful time tonight. This is the second last week. Next week will be our last week. So, yeah, let's pray for all the leaders. Let's pray that they would have the anointing of the Holy Spirit, that they pray the discussion will be good, the time of worship and ministry and fellowship will be really good. So let's pray for all the house churches today. Let's pray for Addy and Isaac and Hazel. Let's continue to lift them up. Let's pray for healing. Let's pray that Addy will be able to go home soon. Let's pray for Isaac for healing from cancer and Hazel for healing from cancer. Let's lift them up and ask that God would move in their lives. And let's lift up our church plants all around the world. Let's pray for SP Beijing, SP Shanghai, SP Tokyo, SP Singapore, and SP Korea. Let's just pray for all of these places that God would move and really bless each of these churches, and pray for the Spirit of God to move in these churches. Let's lift up all the church plants. Okay. Hey, Caleb, the youth group is going this week, right? You want to share a little bit? We'll pray for
The youth group, well, four of the high schoolers plus me and Chell will be going to Singapore to attend a youth conference. So I can pray for logistics and also that God will speak powerfully to the youth as they're there.
Yeah, I thought when we were praying for the young people today at intercessory prayer time, thought it's an appropriate day to pray for the young people because our youth are going. When are you leaving? Thursday? Friday. So yeah, let's pray for a really good conference. Let's pray that Beth, Ashley, Emma, and Jeremy would really encounter God. Let's pray. I mean, pray for the whole conference that it will be powerful. Let's pray for Chow and Caleb as they will be the leaders going. So let's pray for safe trip, a fun trip, but also a trip where kids really encounter the Lord. So let's pray for that time.